It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story The Secret Life of the Greenwood Forest by Arav P.
My name is Arav. I am 6 years old. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The name of my story is The Secret Life of Greenwood Forest. Deep down in Greenwood Forest lived Jackson Bunny and Sammy the Hedgehog with their best friend, Mr. Green, who is a special oak tree that could see and talk. It was science assignment day at Greenwood Elementary School. Jackson and Sammy went asking for help with their project to Mr. Green, while Mr. Green told them all about photosynthesis and how he makes food for himself. They all suddenly saw a woodcutter truck coming. A woodcutter marked Mr. Green and said, "There are only few leaves in this tree. It will soon be dead anyway, so let us cut it tomorrow." Jackson and Sammy panicked and rushed to find help from their teacher, Mr. Ginger the Lion. Mr. Ginger agreed to help. The next day when the woodcutters arrived, Mr. Ginger made his wildest, scariest roar ever. The entire Greenwood Forest heard his voice. The woodcutters were terrified and speechless. They ran away faster than a roadrunner. Jackson and Sammy watered and took care of Mr. Green every day. He soon became green again. A few days later, the woodcutters came back to their job, but they could not find the dry tree they marked to cut, so they went away to find another tree. The end.
I'm going to tell you a little story about what happened in the Greenwood Forest. Inside the forest stood a special tree. His name was Mr. Green. Mr. Green could talk and he could see. He was the tallest tree you've ever seen. He had two best friends, Jackson and Sam, a hedgehog and a bunny. Mr. Green told his pals why he was so cool.
"It's a little thing called photosynthesis."
Jackson and Sam said,
"Wow, trees rule."
He said, "Boys, it goes something like this.
Sunlight in, oxygen out. Chlorophyll, baby, it's what it's all about."
Then one day, some woodcutters came. They wanted to cut Mr. Green down. So Jackson and Sam came up with a plan to keep Mr. Green safe and sound. They told this science teacher, who just happens to be a lion. He said,
"Don't worry, boys, I can help."
He went into the forest and he roared so loud, he scared those woodcutters right out. Mr. Green was saved that day. He was so thankful for his friends. He continued to grow and live a long life. Now, isn't that a happy end? And that's the story of Greenwood Forest.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
One day, when Sammy was walking home from school, she saw a boy her age standing in the field across from. She looked closer and saw that a soccer ball was between his feet. Sammy decided to walk over and see why he was standing still. She approached the boy and saw that he was wearing a shirt and blue jeans with a on them. She walked over and said, "Hi, I'm Sammy. Why are you just staring at the ball and not playing with it?" The boy said to her, "My name is Josh. I'm not playing with it because I unfortunately don't know how to play soccer." Sammy shook her head and looked down at the ball before picking it up. "I can teach you how to play," she said. Sammy started by walking to the other end of the field, right by the Josh stood across from her waiting for her to kick the ball. She set it down before shouting, "Try to block it from going past you." He nodded in response, and she kicked the ball to him. He tried to stop it, but it went flying past him and ended up in the bush with bright berries. Sammy walked over to the bush and retrieved the soccer ball out from it. She turned to Josh and nodded at the ball. "I'll show you some basic techniques first." She dropped the ball on the ground and started kicking it between her feet. Then she showed him how to properly kick it. Josh turned to her and said, "Thank you for taking the time to help me. I want to try out for the soccer team at my school. It's the best team in all of. My older brother John plays for them, and I really want to be on his team." Josh smiled at Sammy, and she promised to help him get on the team. For the next days, they met in the field at 3 o'clock and practiced soccer. Every single day, Josh would bring Sammy as a thank you gift. On the day before tryouts, Sammy and Josh fit in one more practice. Josh was practically a pro by now. They parted, and Sammy wished him the best of luck. The next day, when Sammy and Josh met in the field, Josh told her that he aced tryouts and was now part of the team. Sammy surprised him as a congratulations gift. They decided to go to the movies and see, and got some. As they were finishing their dinner, Josh gave Sammy a great big hug and said, "I never could have done any of this without you. Thank you for helping me and being such a good friend."